The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon. Nahshon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam became the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Ahab. Ahab became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jehoiakim and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After Babylonian exile, Jehoiakim became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abizur. Abizur became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Eliud. Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Matan. Matan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From Babylonian exile to Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
God is promising. His promise, the descendant of David, you arise, the Messiah, in after centuries, 14 generations. But God is always faithful. No matter how we live our earthly life, He prepared a beautiful place for us in heaven, in His bosom, in the bosom of God the Father. Today we don't know where, how we go, the next step. But we believe, we trust. Important to have trust. The first reading is from the prophet. From the prophet Haggai. This prophet is a prophet after the Babylonian exile. So coming back to Jerusalem, for a long time, because the temple was destructed by Babylonian. So when he come back, they started build. But after a couple of years, it stopped. By so many reasons. So this prophet Haggai invited people, come on, build back our temple. It's a sign, the presence of God amid the Israel people. So this prophet invited them, and they encouraged, and they built the second temple. It's a sign. But also, the prophet telling them, not only to build a visible temple, we have to go back to God, our God, God of all the Israel people. He's a living creator. He is with us. He shared our exile and coming back, but we have to be faithful. That's the word of all the prophets inviting the people. And today also, we invited back our hearts back to God. Many times we leave only external things. We forgot the real spirit of the temple. Our temple is Jesus Christ. We have to be a real living tabernacle that Jesus is lived in us. We share his life. Not only share, we live in live in his life. Through the Eucharist, we can understand better understanding. So that Jesus come to us, he share our humanity, so that we share his divinity. That's what the prayer in the beginning telling us. We share his life. Eventually, we live as what Paul says, another Christ, little Christ. So that what Paul is always saying, telling his people, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.